marching in protest. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News, in Washington, D.C. Demonstrators taking to the streets after the Supreme Court's decision overturning the landmark Roe versus Wade ruling on abortion. Thousands are protesting in New York City, Chicago, Boston, and cities all over the country. Fox's Kevin Cork is outside the Supreme Court.
It's been peaceful. The crowd has been respectful. We've heard chants, we've heard songs, and we've seen prayers. Both sides of this issue represented in this particular gathering, by and large, I can tell you this. They understand, the people I've talked to, that this will now go back to the states, but they want to make sure, at least the crowd around me, that their voices are heard, not just here outside the high court, but by lawmakers and legislators all over the country.
President Biden condemned the high court's decision, saying it's out of touch with the majority of America, and he said he will work to make sure birth control is available in states where abortion is now restricted.
Today, I'm directing the Department of Health and Human Services to take steps to ensure these critical medications are available to the fullest extent possible.
13 Republican-led states have put laws in place with the overturning of Roe restricting abortion. On protests, the president urged demonstrators to be peaceful. The White House says President Biden is set to sign the bipartisan gun safety bill tomorrow. The measure was passed by the Senate last night and the House this morning.
The package expands background checks for those between the ages of 18 and 21. It also increases school security.
Fox's Chad Pergam in Washington. A bipartisan group of senators pushed for the measure after the school shooting last month in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children and two teachers were killed. It's the first gun safety measure to pass in Congress in nearly 30 years. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Juul is fighting back against the ban of its vaping devices.
Juul Labs is asking a federal appeals court to temporarily block the government order to pull its e-cigarettes off the U.S. market. Retailers were told to remove the devices from shelves. The FDA yesterday ordered the ban, saying the company hadn't submitted sufficient evidence the devices are safe. The FDA admitted it wasn't aware of a hazard associated with the Juul devices. Juul's attorneys call the order extraordinary and unlawful. Cigarette maker Altria paid $13 billion in 2018 for a one-third stake in Juul. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
There is now a second COVID vaccine option for kids aged 6 to 17 in the U.S. The CDC has announced it's recommending Moderna shots as an option for school-aged kids and teens. This group has been able to get shots made by Pfizer since last year. A court has ruled a woman can sue Harvard University over their photos of her enslaved ancestors.
Tamara Lanier of Connecticut says she descended from the slaves portrayed in historical photos owned by Harvard University. The photos taken by a Harvard professor show two slaves on a South Carolina plantation who were forced to disrobe for a study. Massachusetts Supreme Court said the university failed to contact Lanier when it used one of those images for a book cover, even after she had told them of her ancestral ties. The court ruled she does have the grounds to sue for emotional distress, but no legal right to the photos themselves. Lanier's attorney called the ruling a historic win. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Congress has passed a measure that would keep the pandemic-era distribution of free meals for all students this summer. Final passage of the Keep Kids Fed Act passed the House less than a week before rule changes to child nutrition laws were set to expire. The bill is set to go to President Biden for his signature. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.